Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, is back with us. Mike, is Brady really done?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think he is. December 26th, day after Christmas, he did his Let's Go podcast, and he said the next time he retires, he's done and he's not coming back. Now, the last time he retired, he wasn't retiring. He was quitting on the Buccaneers and trying to land with the Miami Dolphins. And it was Brian Flores' lawsuit filed that same day that blew up Sean Payton and Tom Brady joining forces in Miami. So he never really retired a year ago, never meant to retire, never wanted to retire, never used the word retire, was retiring, if anything, from the Buccaneers. This time around, he's retiring. He says he's done. It's over. It's for good. He may believe that today. Is he going to believe that forever? I don't know. He's still going to have that arm into his 50s. He doesn't need to have a whole lot of mobility because he gets rid of the ball so quickly. And he said himself, this was December, I believe, of 2020, the last thing he wants to do is watch a game and think, these guys suck, I can play better than them. Well, he's going to be working those games for Fox. So it's not like he can turn off his TV until he's old enough that he would think, he's not going to be as good as the guys in the games that he's watching. So you can never rule out anything, and none of this is binding. And what's the worst someone's going to do? Say, oh, you said you weren't coming back. You said it was for good. You're a liar. Okay, fine. You know, he comes back and plays. And people will be happy if he comes back and plays. So I think he believes he's done. We'll see what the passage of time entails.
Well, Sports Illustrated would have a lot of commemorative issues that would look really dumb in retrospect if he does, Mike. What situation or team do you think would be most likely to sort of to lure him back? Like, what combination of circumstances, you know, the Niners, the Raiders, is there a team you think that would be more likely for Tom Brady to come out of retirement to join?
When the news broke this morning during our show on Peacock PFT Live, Chris Sims' first reaction was, he must have already realized there wasn't an ideal spot for him, and that's why he's doing it. Huh. Now, it's early, but you know what happens this time of year. Phone calls are made. People try to line up what their options are going to be, even if they're still technically under contract with another team, as Brady is with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But I think it would have to take something like an injury, some unexpected development, something where he believes he could walk right through the door and have an inside track at getting Super Bowl win number 8. I used to think that with Brett Favre, I needed to have at least one full football season go by without him playing before I would believe he was truly and completely done. I think with Brady at this point, I need to have two full football seasons go by for me to believe he's truly and completely done, because you just never know what may happen. But I could see an injury to a really great team at the right time caused Brady to say, why not? And again, he may feel differently after, you know, 5-6 months go by.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, NFL on NBC, our guest here. Mike, the Sean Payton thing finally happened yesterday. Do we know yet how much money he's going to make in Denver?
There was a report from Mike Kliss of 9 News in Denver, and it was buried at the bottom of his article about how this all came to be. And the way it was originally written, Kliss was reporting it's going to be somewhere between $17 and $20 million. My understanding is that
Cliff's heard from the Broncos that the deal isn't even done yet, and those aren't the numbers, and I guess he was just estimating. So there was a little period of time today where the numbers dropped out of that article, and then it came back in suggesting it was an estimated range. Last year the talk was the Dolphins were going to pay him between $20 and $25 million. The belief was he wants between $20 and $25 million. Ownership can easily afford to pay him that. And when you look at what everyone in the NFL is currently making, the players especially, a great coach is worth $20 to $25 million, and the great coaches are making that much money. And, you know, the reality is there's two different numbers. There's the number that is reported to the league office, and then there's the real number. A lot of these owners get extra money funneled to them from other companies that are owned by ownership because they try to hold the curve down. They try to hold the entry-level numbers down. There is some degree of collusion that happens with coaching contracts. So extra money gets stuffed into a guy's pocket, and we never really know the full picture, but I suspect at the end of the day it's going to be at least 20. And I don't think he would have come back for anything less than that. Just wait till next year, and somebody maybe gives him 20 then.
Mike, who did you believe in the great source-off of 2023 yesterday? Schefter, who said that there was no D'Amico Ryans attempt by the Broncos, this is their guy all along, or Rappaport, who says they groveled at D'Amico Ryans' feet, he told them to kick rocks, so they went crawling to Sean Payton?
Well, if Rappaport's version is right, that's one hell of a Tuesday for the Broncos. Think about that. They spend a certain chunk of the day going after the guy who's already told them, no, thank you, I'm going to the Texans. And really, as I was saying on our show yesterday morning before all this happened, if the Broncos really want D'Amico Ryans, they got the money to get D'Amico Ryans. You just keep adding money to the contract until he says yes, and at some point he will say yes. But think about it. You spend a period of time trying to get him, and then you pivot to Payton, and you have to do a deal with the Saints to make them happy with the compensation you're giving them. You have to do a deal with Payton. That's just a lot to do on a Tuesday. And I know from talking to someone connected to all of this that I trust completely. I could hear it in the person's voice. There was a level of frustration that I've never experienced from this person before, saying that it was a complete fabrication that the Broncos pivoted back to D'Amico Ryans. The last time they talked to him was late last week. There's no direct or indirect or through intermediaries or back channels communication. There was nothing. They were done. They moved on. End of story. And that version, and when you throw in the fact that someone I know and I trust and I've known for a while, to hear that person that animated about it makes me think that somebody spun a yarn that Rappaport must have believed was true. And I'm not saying Rappaport was lying, but we all have sources from time to time who manipulate us and use us and tell us things that aren't true, and we lock into those, and before you know it, there's really no way out.
Mike, Steelers media is convinced that Mike Tomlin is going to get a contract extension this offseason. Do you think he'll get money now that's on par with Sean Payton?
Well, probably not. You know, my theory years ago when Bill Cowher left the Steelers after the 2006 season was that he knew that he was never going to get from the Steelers the kind of money that Mike Holmgren was getting from the Seahawks at the time. And, of course, the Steelers had beaten the Seahawks in Super Bowl 40. So the play, I believed, was a couple of years off and then come back and go coach for someone who's in that high-end coaching salary bracket. It just never happened that way for Cowher. So bottom line is I don't think the Steelers are ever going to be at the top of the market. And I think if Tomlin ever wants to get to the top of the market, he's going to have to go somewhere else. And I don't know how you pull that off unless you do the Sean Payton, you quit for a year or two, and then the next team comes back, deals with the Steelers, gives the Steelers compensation, and pays Tomlin what he's looking for. And, yeah, there would be a strong debate on whether or not he's even worthy of getting the high-end money. Some would argue persuasively that it should be exclusive to Bill Belichick and offensive coaches who have shown they can do it at a high level. But you know, I still continue to believe Tomlin is in the range of better coaches. I just don't know that anyone would pay him $20 to $25 million. I just think a small handful of guys are going to get that.
Mike, we know that the Steelers' standard operating procedure and sort of all the reporting this week and based on what Art Rooney said last week suggests this will continue is to extend their coaches with 2 years left on the current deal. Tomlin is at that point now. If you were in Art Rooney's shoes, would this be a time and place where you would think about doing things differently than your usual and maybe waiting a year to extend them?
Well, my first reaction is it doesn't matter what any of us would do because Art Rooney's going to do whatever it is that he wants to do. And second, the Steelers' identity has become we are the team that never fires a coach. We are the team that never moves on from a coach. We have had three coaches since 1969. That's kind of their thing. It's a calling card. It's a hairstyle they refuse to change. It's the episode of Seinfeld where Kramer's test driving the Saab and it goes beyond E and they just keep going as long as they can and it becomes a point of pride. So I just think that's what they like to do and they're comfortable with that. And I think it's going to take multiple years of underachievement and at least one losing season to get Art Rooney to do things differently. He's comfortable with Mike Tomlin. The organization is comfortable operating with Mike Tomlin as the head coach. And I think they just don't want to be in the market for a new head coach. I don't think they enjoyed the process the last time they did it. Remember, it was going to be Russ Grimm until it was Mike Tomlin. And they just would prefer to keep Tomlin, I believe, as long as he wants to stay there.
Mike, am I going to see you in Phoenix next week?
I'll be in Phoenix next week.
When are you leaving?
I think I'm flying out on Sunday, flying through Dallas. It's funny, my wife said, we need to fly through Dallas because weather may be an issue if we fly through Minneapolis. And I showed her what happened in Dallas this week. Yeah, we got lucky. We got lucky. You know, at least in Minnesota, they know how to deal with snow and ice. In Dallas, I know from being down there for Super Bowl 45, their strategy for ice removal is hide under the bed until it all melts.
Mm. Well, I'll see you out there next week then, Mike. Looking forward to it, man.
All right, safe travels. Looking forward to it.
There you go. Mike Florio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.